This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From Isaiah chapter 32, Leroy examines a key leadership issue so many seminars today seem to be missing. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Principles of leadership are taught throughout the whole Bible. And yet the biblical approach to this subject is often very different from what seems to concern writers on the subject in this day and age. All too often, those who teach leadership today are concerned primarily with style. Should a leader simply make decisions and carry them out? Or should he consult with the people and get their input before he acts? These are the questions debated in most of the leadership seminars today. But the most important issue in leadership is character. It's always seemed to me that the leadership style depends on the circumstances. For instance, I like the idea of consulting with people and receiving their wisdom on the subject. Why do solo thinking when one has a whole group of skilled people to draw on? On the other hand, if I'm in an airplane and the cockpit is filling with smoke, the landing gear is stuck, and one engine is out, I don't want the captain coming back to the passenger section and asking my opinion about what to do. I want him to muster all of his expertise, to recall all of his training, and get that airplane on the ground safely. I want him in total control and not asking advice for anybody. So when the Bible deals with the subject of leadership, it does not dwell on the style of the leader, but on the character of the leader. Notice the words of the prophet in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. The leader's daily walk of righteousness is fundamental. Now look at Isaiah 32, verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. During this presidential election, the issue of character has been more prominent than any other election in recent years. While some have argued that a person's private life is his own business, many others have said that they consider integrity and character the most important issue of all. Recently, I sent a friend of mine some pages from a Marine training manual which deals with the moral aspects of leadership. Their admonition is to follow the Ten Commandments, calling them a good set of regulations that haven't had a change in over 2,000 years. We can read a lot of things about leadership, but as Christians, seeking a walk of daily discipleship with Christ, the bottom line is character. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Can God be trusted when all the odds are against you? Tomorrow, Leroy shares an answer from Isaiah chapters 36 through 39 on daily discipleship.